This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of people in the United States infected with the coronavirus has reached new highs. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the number of confirmed cases soared to 184,514 on Friday, and the seven-day rolling average for virus-related deaths reported each day in the U.S. rose to 1,047 on Friday. That's up 26% from what it had been 2 weeks earlier. During that same two-week period, the positivity rate in the U.S. jumped from 6.4 to 9.6%, a 50% increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
As Tropical Storm Iota barrels toward Central America, eight people were killed or reported missing in a landslide in Guatemala on Saturday. Central America is still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago.